Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Be God's Child podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tyrone.
I'm Elder Leon, and we're going to open up in a prayer. Father God, I thank you for bringing us another day to do this podcast, Lord. Father God, I just thank you for opening each and everyone's heart that is listening to this podcast, you know, to receive your word, Lord. And Father God, I just ask you to move myself and Tyrone out of the way, and you just have your word in us, Lord. And bless this podcast, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to open up with another one that God hates. Okay, this other one is a heart that devises wicked plans. Okay, this thinking or conceiving evil against any individual or group for personal benefits or other misguided objectives, like in this modern day terrorists. This is why God, back in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 7, this is why God destroyed the world, because there was so much evil in this world. And in other words, when I say so much evil, their hearts was filled with evil. And see, that's what God looks at, is the heart of man, okay? That's the only thing that God looks at, is the heart of man. And back in those days, when God destroyed this world, their heart was filled with all kinds of evil. And that's why God destroyed this world. So today, you look at what's happening in today's society. All kinds of hatred, all kinds of wrongdoing, you know. Their heart is filled with evil in these days. And we need to watch. God is coming back soon, you know. And we need to get our hearts right with God.
So with this, do you want to go into what it actually is in, like, new people terms? What I was thinking is sort of like, I would think it's comparable to, like, a premeditated murder. Or, like you said with terrorists, like, it could be, like, the Unabomber, or it could be, like, 9/11. It could, you know, just stuff like that where it's, I don't want to say too much hatred. Well, hatred in your heart that you just...
Well, the bottom line is, that's what it is. It's hatred in the heart. You know, if you look at it, like I said, the title is A Heart That Devises Wicked Plans.
So going back to Old Testament, old, before Noah.
Uh-huh.
Cain and Abel?
Sure. Exactly.
So... Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's...
You know, to where Cain planned, or you could say premeditated.
He planned it.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Exactly. Premeditated the murder of Abel.
Right.
You know, it was in his heart to do that.
Right. The evil's there.
You see. And like I said, that's what God looks at. It's that heart, you know. Your heart tells God everything about yourself.
Right.
You know, so it's like that there, you know. God hates that. You know, that's one of the things that God hates. A heart that devises wicked plans. You know, it don't necessarily have to be murder.
Right.
It can be anything that's wicked.
Deceiving, anything like that.
You know. If your heart isn't right, you know, God does not like it. You have anything else to say on that one?
No, with that one, it's, again, pretty cut and dry. It's nothing, like, super overwhelming, like, you got to deep dive into. I mean, it's just straight, I went sideways. So Jeez, where was I at? See, we all messed up over here. Yeah, oh yeah, we're not editing this out either. We're gonna roll with this one. You got the bloopers and everything on the episodes. Hey, we're not perfect. Just like, you know, I doesn't expect us to be perfect, so there you go with that. But no, again, it's, you know, if I'm conspiring to do somebody dirty, that's another thing, right? Like, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't have to be murder or anything. It could be, you know, just scamming them or, you know, stuff like that. Or am I reaching there? Like,
I mean, yeah, if you're devising and you planning to do something evil, I'll say it like that, evil.
Right.
You know, if you plan on doing something like that, and in other words, to make it even simpler, if you're planning on doing something against God's will.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Anything against God's will, God do not like it.
Right.
Amen. So, regardless if you don't mean for it to hurt anybody, but if it's against God's will, God do not like it.
And mainly for your own benefit, for the most part, too. Well, I think, I mean, again, I'm still new to all this with the studying and all that and actually diving into it. But yeah, like I said, that's cut and dry. That one really, you know, we didn't really get into depth about, like, again, it's right in your face, bang, self-explanatory for the most part. So this episode, we're actually doing a 2-for-1.
Oh, man.
The next one we're actually going to run into is...
It would be feet that are quick to rush into evil.
So if you really think about it, it's all, you know, not going into the same thing, but it's all semi-related.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Those whose feet are quick to rush into evil displays no resistance whatsoever to sin. In the Garden of Eden, Eve had the first experience of temptation. She displayed no resistance to the serpent's temptation. Amen? Instead, you wanted to say something?
No, go ahead, finish your thought.
Instead, as soon as the devil attracted her to the fruit, she saw that the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye. And that's in Genesis chapter 3, verses 6.
So, here's a question for you. Now, I know God told Adam not to eat from the tree of good and evil, or whatever. I think I missed whatever. But now, was the message relayed to Eve?
Yeah.
It was? Okay. Yeah, see, I'm a little rusty on that, so... Okay. Now, who told her? Was it God that told her, or did Adam tell her?
God.
God told her? Okay.
But God was directed to Adam.
Right.
Eve was there.
Was she?
Eve was there when God told Adam.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, as you're getting into the... Now, it's like this here. If you go back... If you go back into,
so what did you,
chapter 1 or chapter 3 or...
Temptation and Fall of Man? So, technically, Eve did know, because what I just saw here, it's, I'm going to 3:2. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden,
yeah,
but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die."
Yes.
So the serpent replies, "Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'"
Now see,
sorry.
And see, Eve, she did know. But did that sin start it there?
Go on.
Did that sin start it when Eve ate the apple?
No, she already, as soon as he came up to her and brought it up to her, she was already thinking about doing it.
Uh-huh.
So it started, I think it started there, because it goes back to what we just were talking about.
Okay, just to clarify something now, and that's a good point there. Now, who did God tell not to eat of that tree?
Adam.
Exactly. And in other words, if we go back to the beginning where God created Adam,
right,
he said, you will rule all over.
Everything.
You will rule. So, in other words, Adam is the head.
Right.
Okay. Now, when Eve ate the apple, that sin did not start then. It started when Eve gave Adam the apple, and Adam ate the apple.
So that's sort of what I was getting back to when I said about, did God actually tell Eve,
mm-hmm.
or did who told Eve about it? But
but it's like this: God told Adam, and Eve was right there. That sin didn't start when Eve bit the apple. It started when Adam bit the apple, because Adam is the head.
Right.
Okay. And see, that's where Satan is so, sneaky.
Mm.
He'll get the weakest vessel and try to tempt them to get to that head.
Right.
Okay, you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
That's how, you know, and if he can do that, then he can work into you.
So you think it's, she was, going back to being swift to run towards evil. I'm just, you know, trying to wrap my brain.
Mm-hmm. And just like you said, it was pleasing to that eye. She was quick to run.
Right.
To that forbidden tree.
Was she though?
Yes. She was quick to run to that tree because it was pleasing to that eye.
But from what I just read, Satan was, if she was quick to run to it, Satan would have didn't have to tempt her, didn't have to, you know,
no.
fool her. Mm-hmm.
Satan tempted her with the beauty with the eye. You know, you notice how you can catch us. Oh man, that's a nice car.
Mm.
You catch it. You know, catch on to that.
You just look at it.
Yeah, and it start. I want to say startled. It catches your eye.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're gonna glaze onto that or focus onto that for a while. The beauty of it, and that's what Eve was doing, focusing on it.
Right.
You know,
just,
and that beauty drawed her to it.
Right. I mean, again, if Satan didn't say what he said, the beauty could still be there, but would the beauty necessarily... The beauty has been there before Satan was even there. So, there wasn't?
No.
Why do you say that?
Because Satan put it into her. Ah, it's pleasant of the eyes, it's beauty.
Mm, okay.
And that's what drawed Eve to that tree. And then after it drawed her to it, and then Satan had her to eat it. You see? Matter of fact, you can go back into Eve. Let me see. Now the serpent was more subtile than the beast of the field which the Lord gave, which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said ye should not should not eat of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, ye may eat the fruit of the tree. Going now further, verse 4, let me see. And the serpent said unto the woman, you know, blah 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 blah. let me back up the
What are you looking for?
What I was looking at is when Satan has showed her that fruit was good to eat, he was tempting her. you know. And with that, you know, by he tempting her, saying, oh, that there, you should not die. God said you would die. No, you shouldn't die.
But you're going to be like God, knowing good and evil.
And see, God don't want you to be like him.
Mm-mm.
That's why he's keeping that tree from you. And see, that's where Satan is trying to trick you. You know, if he can get you off of what God said,
he wins.
Exactly.
So with this going to modern day stuff, like you mentioned, you see a car. Oh, I like the car. Mm-hmm. Nice. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You can just get away with, oh, it's a nice car, whatever.
Exactly.
And you're not really running towards evil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, oh, I like that car. I'm going to have that car.
Mm-hmm.
And you go steal the car.
Uh-huh.
That's when you're running straight to it. So
rush into
evil. To put it like you were just talking about with Eve, that's mm-hmm. the exact same scenario of
mm-hmm.
God told you not to steal. But yet, you ran out. Oh, that car is nice. I got to have that car. Let me go take that car. Or, you know, I like what this person has in their house. Let me go steal it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like, and here's one for you. I like how that person is happy in their relationship or whatever. So you go and go after that relationship to try and steal that from them. Now you're running towards evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so this,
yeah.
God.
Now what we need to do is do what Jesus did.
Which is?
When he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
He didn't just fast, though.
But
he didn't just fast. What else did he do? What else did he do?
Really?
He didn't just fast. Did he not pray?
Yeah.
He didn't. So that's like, you can't just fast and try to get through evil. Like, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
Fasting and praying go hand in hand.
True. But what I'm saying to this, you misinterpret. But what I'm saying into this, Jesus was in that wilderness.
Yep.
For 40 days and 40 nights. Okay. When tired and hungry, after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting, he refused to yield to the devil's temptation. Okay. He refused. Instead, and in other words, when the devil came to him and said, okay, if you're the son of God,
jump on the cliff.
No, if you're the son, his first temptation, he said, if you're the son of God, change these rocks into bread. Jesus was hungry. This is after that 40 days, and Jesus is hungry, you know. He's on, and Satan knew he was holy. So Satan tried to tempt him. Take these stones. If you're the son of God, take these stones and make it into bread.
So wait, this was after the 40 days and 40 nights, or
yes,
this was during the 40 days and 40 nights? I got to see this.
Okay.
I always thought it was during. Devil was tempting him during the 40 days and 40 nights. So again, all of us are getting schooled here.
Yeah.
And that's what this is for.
Man.
It's definitely. Hey, I thought you old Christians knew exactly where everything was in the Bible. I didn't think you had to look for it.
Definitely do.
Man, I'm still trying to get these books in order. Let alone know what book is everything in. Yeah, we got a lot of space. Was it?
Yeah, man, it was according to Luke. And all of the word. Book of Luke, chapter 4. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 13.
13. Now when the devil...
Chapter 4.
Okay. Oh, chapter 13.
Chapter 4, verses 4. Starting with his first temptation. Let me see. Well, I'm going to go to verse 3.
Yeah.
And the devil's... let me see. Excuse me, hold up. Go back to verse 2. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did not eat nothing. And when they were ended, and after hunger, verse 3, and the devil said unto it, and seeing this was after.
Right.
Okay. Yep. And verse 3, it says, and the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones that it be made bread. And what did Jesus say? Verse 4, it says, and Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Right.
Okay. But, and then Satan tempted him two other times.
Right, yeah.
You know, but this here is the fascinating part about it. When Jesus did not heed to Satan, after the third time, what did Satan do?
Vamos.
Exactly. In English, he what?
He left.
Exactly. Alone. He left him alone. You know? Now, hear me. When you do that, Satan will leave you for alone.
For a second.
Exactly, for a second. But he will return.
Absolutely.
He will return. So, in other words, you got to keep throwing those scriptures at him.
So, before we move on from that, like, talking about that, like, there's actually one thing that I actually, you know, liked about, you know, one scripture that I like, and it always stuck out. When the devil says, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. And in their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And the reason I bring that up is, you know, there's a lot of people that says Jesus and God aren't the same. And that right there.
Wait, say that again?
So you know how some people say, oh, well, God and Jesus aren't the same, right? Who's the Lord your God?
Jesus.
God is Jesus?
Bring away the Trinity.
So when people argue that, you know, God and Jesus aren't the same, that in itself says it. That one verse actually says it. You cannot tempt, or hold on. Let me read exactly. You're in it.
Where you at?
So, hold on. And Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said, you shall not tempt. So the devil's already tempting Jesus, right? The Lord your God.
Mm-hmm.
So he's right there saying, I am God.
Mm-hmm.
So for people that, you know, sit there and be like, oh, God and Jesus aren't the same, that says it right there. And Jesus' own words. So, I don't know. That's why I hear a bunch of people and I'm like, oh, well, that clarifies it right there. So, and a lot of people don't get that.
Exactly.
But I don't know. That's why I like that one. Anyway.
That's good. So,
So running fast into, you know, evil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, it's a lot of this is, you know, self-explanatory. We just like to give, you know, a little insight with Bible verses and, you know, just examples from the Bible so you guys understand it and you can go look for certain situations in the Bible so you can actually read the word instead of, you know, just listening to us because we're just, you know, we're putting it out there. It's on you to actually go and find it and, you know, get your understanding of it. Let God show you what he wants you to see, because all of our interpretations aren't going to be the same. We could get something totally different out of reading the same, you know, same two scriptures. So with all these, just go read and, go through your Bible and, you know, read it for yourself. Read the stories that, you know, we bring out there. Because that's one thing we do try to do is give you stories of what, you know.
Amen.
What's in there.
Now the bottom line on this is Satan is always going to try to tempt you. He's always going to try to get you away from God.
All the time.
He's going to try to do that. And as James chapter 4 verse 7 says, resist the devil and he will flee. And you're saying, how are you going to resist him? Just by what we was saying when Jesus was tempted. Throw those scriptures at him. Mm. Continuously throw those scriptures at Satan.
What scriptures we got?
And I mean, it depends on the situation that you're going through.
Right. But you won't know those scriptures if you don't read the Bible.
Sure.
So.
That is true. You must read that Bible.
I mean, God will show you what to read.
And get understanding of that Bible. You know, the Bible said, resist the devil and he will flee. Just keep throwing that word at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's times where years ago I went through some things financially, and Satan kept coming, you know, and I started quoting those scriptures. One of the scriptures was, I just kind of went blank. I hate that. Lord Jesus. Scripture where it says, I will lend and not borrow.
Mm.
And,
so essentially that's saying you're abundant in finances.
Exactly.
Like you're not the borrower. You're the borrower, you're the lender.
Exactly. But anyway, feet that run to that are quick to run to into evil. You know, if your mind is stayed on Christ, you won't be running to evil. You will not run to evil if you are stayed on Christ.
Sort of like those. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, finish up.
I'm not saying that you won't be tempted. You know, every Christian has been tempted or will be tempted, you know. That's who Satan is gonna, work on the most, is a person that believes Christ. See, Satan do not like Christ. He do not like Christ. You know, I'm gonna get off the topic a little bit, but when Jesus was crucified, in Satan's mind, he was saying, man, all right, I got him now. They're going to kill him. I got him now. But what Satan did not know was that Jesus would conquer death. He would conquer death. That's what Satan did not realize, or that's what Satan did not count on. When they took Jesus and crucified him on the cross, Satan did not realize that Jesus was going to conquer death. And when Jesus was on that cross and when he went down into the pit of hell and took the keys of death, he took them from Satan. He did not realize, or Satan did not realize when he was put him on that cross, he did not realize that he would take death from him. So, in other words, Jesus, or God Almighty, determines when you will die. Satan can't determine that. Jesus is the only one that will determine when you will die. Because Jesus, when he died on that cross, he took the keys from death, or he took the keys of death, and Jesus got control of that. He knows when you're gonna die, and he knows how long you're gonna live. Amen. I just wanted to put that in there. So like I said, I went off the topic a little bit, but you know, amen. I'm going as God leads me.
Mm.
Amen.
So. That never fails. I'm always hitting my head on this mic. But no, that was good. That's a good off topic. Yeah, we're gonna do that from time to time. You know, we're gonna get into a topic, but we like, you know, again, like he said, the God takes him places. He does it off the show too, all the time. So yeah, we, you know, on this show, we try not to be, you know, the uptight, right to it, and we like to have fun, just a little bit of fun. while spreading the word. So if we get off topic, please bear with us. But, you know, we're just trying to have fun with this and, you know, not be like those strict churches that, all right, you got to get in your seat and be quiet and listen to what I have to say to you. No, again, that's why, you know, we give you the email address to get a hold of us so you can, you know, ask questions. If you missed something in there or you didn't quite understand it. And I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, duh. See, I got to plug myself in. I just don't get it. So the email you can reach us at is begodschild21@gmail.com. Go there, ask us questions, comments, feedback, anything you want. Just hit us up on there and, you know, do what you do. Do what your heart asks of you. So with that being said, this 2-for-1 deal, we're done and over with. I hope you guys have a wonderful evening, day, morning, whenever you're listening to this, and God bless.
God bless. Amen.